Welcome to the Multi-Passionate Boss Babe podcast. My name is Kat Medrano, and I am a holistic self-care and confidence coach. My purpose is to empower and uplift motivated women who won't settle for less than doing it all. It's a brand new week, and that means it's time for the new Oracle card of the week. This week, I'm pulling from the Yogic Path Oracle deck. This one is by Sahara Rose and beautifully illustrated by Danielle Noel. Our card for the week is Buddha. The beautiful blues and soft oranges of this card really bring a sense of peace and calm to the body and the mind. I love this card because it just brings that instant sense of being calm and clear, which is wonderful because this card represents self-awareness, letting go of illusions, and also releasing judgment. I feel like this is perfectly timed because if you're like me, you've been struggling with a lot of these themes recently. I don't really like conflict, and in a lot of cases, avoid having arguments or heated conversations with other people. But more and more, I'm seeing the necessity of all of us coming together to share our thoughts and opinions and to figure out what it is that we need to do in order to create a better and thriving world. Everyone can agree that 2020 is the year that the world pretty much feels like it got turned upside down. Things have fallen apart. Jobs have been lost. People's everyday lives, what we used to consider a sense of normalcy, and our everyday routines, it's kind of been taken away from us. Maybe some people have been able to start putting things back together and getting back to the way that things used to be. But is it really a possibility that we can continue moving forward and operating exactly the same way that we were before coronavirus came along and changed life as we knew it? It's easy these days to pass judgment on other people and to feel separate from those who don't have the same opinions as us. So much truth is coming to light, and people are transparently sharing their thoughts and sharing information that maybe they would never have thought they would be putting out there before, especially to people who weren't just within their close circle of family and friends. Becoming self-aware means doing the work of self-discovery. It isn't always easy. In fact, it's really tough and really, really heavy sometimes. When I'm doing what I call self-discovery work, I'm usually doing this from a spiritual perspective, and I have to take it really slow and be gentle with myself. I don't rush myself to answer questions or to come to any specific conclusion on whatever may be on my mind, because I know that experience and education, those things make a difference in the conclusions and the thoughts that I come up with. The Buddha card is reminding us not to get caught up in duality. Don't think about good versus bad. Everything is what we make it. It's a matter of our perception, and also a matter of intentions as well. Lean into the essence of Buddha this week, and figure out how to have more moments of self-awareness. Think about any illusions that you may have bought into, and do yourself the favor of becoming more educated in the areas that you need it so that you can come to a conclusion or decision that sits well with your soul. To my loyal listeners, you guys have had a lot of practice over the past few weeks with me of reflecting on the card of the day. So we're going to add a little bit of dimension by adding a card of the week. And this isn't to make things more complicated, but to give you a bigger picture of all of the things that you would want to focus on in order to thrive and to bring more positive energies into your life. So keep Buddha in mind as we move through this week. And the cards of the day will be like an added detail to this chapter of your story. Thanks for joining me for this episode. And be sure to tune in daily for your card of the day, which this month is going to come from the Oracle of the Seven Energies by Colette Baron-Reed. It's a brand new deck with beautiful and thought-provoking messages that are going to add so much inspiration and clarity to your life. I'm looking forward until our next conversation. So until then, stay beautiful, balanced, and don't forget that the authenticity of who you really are is what makes you a badass.